Previously on the Tony Kornheiser Show.
But also, it's not just switching to DirecTV or RCN or whatever else is out there, Fios. It's this is what's leading people to cut the cord.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And
the bills get so high.
When you get that high, you're like, well, wait a minute. I don't know how to cut the cord, but I'm going to look into it.
They gave me that option. I have the option. You can talk into the remote. Yeah. I never use that option. I feel stupid talking into the remote.
Bring me ice cream.
You know how I know what to do? I know numbers 1 to 10, and I can press them.
The Tony Kornheiser Show is on now.
So I got in trouble for that whole thing.
Why?
Oh,
you
did. Oh yeah, there are people who are sensitive to the fact that I work for a cable sports network and don't think I should be ripping cable bills.
Oh.
So, but I'll be fine. I mean, I'll be fine. We're live at Chatter. We have a breakfast crowd already.
Yeah. Let me just...
What?
Just
anyone who listens to your show, like is a fan of your show, they understand.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
That's Gary Braun. Chris Saliza is here.
Company guy, Chris
Michael Kornheiser is here. Why are you here? Your trial is still going on.
AWOL. We resume this afternoon.
Where is Juror 918?
I now am referred to as Juror 983, please.
This is the longest trial of all time.
Easier to parse out a judgment.
It's supposed to be a day and a half. You're in your fifth day.
Yes, when Judge Burke asked if we could serve on the jury, he prefaced this as a 1 to 2 day trial. We're going on day five today.
Oh, my.
And you don't think it'll be done today?
No chance.
Who do you blame?
So it's a 6 day trial.
I blame the cable company.
Are you the foreman?
Of course.
Yes.
No, I hope I'm the alternate. I will. So they don't tell you the
he's
alternate
the five
is
man
center. Next to the man.
It's the center.
12th man, I think.
Nigel is here. Nigel is going to do the news. We have a loaded show. We've got Steve Sands. We've got Michael Wilbon. I wanted to start. We have people in the audience today.
Wow.
Giving me gifts. Two fabulous gifts.
Ooh, look at that.
One is the atomic lighter.
I think Tim brought that.
Wow. Tim brought the atomic lighter, which means...
Utilizes lightning technology.
Yes, tiki torches are no match for me.
Right.
I have to buy tiki torches and then light tiki torches.
Right. Just buy them at Lowe's.
Pretty exciting. Told you, no more tiki torches.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to
remember
use tiki
torches.
Remember,
we talked about that.
Right.
I know, but I just want to get one. And from Russell and Susan Marks, I hope I pronounced Marks, is that right? From Charlottesville, they brought me University of Virginia peanuts, which are very, very good, which we will open later, for which I am very grateful. And yeah, they do play defense. They hold Duke to under 7.
Big win.
We'll get to that later in the show. That's a big win. Most important for me is something that came in the mail. I was here over the weekend and I saw this. This is from Michael and Stephen Tiffin, who write, "So we've been listening to you talk about taking Chessie out in the dark. A dog's got to do what a dog's got to do. So it's dark, it's cold, and you don't want to step in it. Well, I've got the fabulous flashlight. I've got the tech flashlight,
yes,
so I know what's going on.
That's right.
Here's a box of that to help. Our mom created them when she was running in the dark, but dog walkers wear them all the time. They're called run lights. They're pretty sick. Run lights are really bright. They last forever. You'll be able to find Chessie, the Frisbees, and anything else you're trying to keep. This is run lights. From Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. I've got a bunch of them here. I'll try to figure out. Well, I'll give them to Michael to tell me how to use them.
It looks like it almost fits. Looks like it goes like a glove so that bar of LEDs is across the top of your hand.
That's really
across
cool.
my hand, but can I put them on the dog's foot? Or would that be stupid?
Interesting.
To put them on the dog's
foot? Could.
I mean, I don't have to. I think that's... I'm very happy.
The dog
about
only
that.
Has three fingers, so I don't know how it would hold it.
I think the dog has four.
Well, you should look carefully.
I think the dog has four fingers. And then one on the side. Yeah. You think it's only three on the top of the paw? I thought it was four. I could be wrong.
It's been a long time since I've seen a dog hoof.
Yeah, so we also have, for people who come to the show in the next couple of days, we have tickets to the Washington
Auto
Show.
Wow, that is a stack of tickets.
We have tickets, if they want them, tickets to the Washington Auto Show. Okay.
Dogs have four toes.
I could not.
You got beat, Gary.
Yes. So I could not. Yesterday, the options in Washington, D.C., it drizzled all day. It was a non-go-out day. It drizzled all day. The options for me on television were essentially hockey and football, all-star games. I couldn't watch them.
No.
Did you? Well, no, I'll get to you.
You come to Spike's basketball game.
I was going
to
say,
I wasn't invited out. Welcome
at the Saliza basketball game, yeah. Assistant coach.
Wow. I came.
Did you win?
0-1.
Did Spike win?
We won 44-6.
Spike won.
Whoa.
I wear a suit and tie and I run it up.
Spike embroiled in an 11-10 thriller early.
Oh, defense.
Went on
struggle.
To win 43-16.
11-10? That's UVA.
Well, that was early.
Oh, okay.
That was early. And
so
they went on a something run.
Did you watch any of the hockey?
Oh God, no!
Did you watch any of the football?
I saw a little of the hockey. First of all, that was not football. I saw about.
They just
I saw
hold
a handful
you.
Of plays. The line.
By the
play
way, when,
is
when you kick a field goal, nobody even nothing. They just let you kick the field
offensive
goal.
And defensive line
it's
play
awful.
On any given run play. It essentially looks like. Wilbon greeting people courtside.
Yeah.
Like a lot of hugging and dapping, but no real blocking or movement.
So I watched so much golf. I mean, I was brought in to watch the golf by Tiger. We'll have Sands on later. I wanted to watch Tiger. When Tiger was over, I didn't really care until the end when everybody sort of fell back and fell together. And then Jason Day and what's Noren's first name?
Alex Noren.
They go five extra holes.
In the dark.
They birdie every hole. It's fantastic. Jason Day hit a shot on the last playoff hole that was stunning. He was out of the hole. He chipped from 85 yards to 4 feet, 6 feet.
113 yards from the fairway.
He couldn't
but
see.
But he can't see the flag.
He said you can see his lips. I can't see.
Now, to be fair, he had the shot earlier in the day, and for that shot, there's a backstop behind it, so he's playing to a number. He's playing 115 yards stock sand wedge lob wedge shot, and he knows he's going to get a little bit spin back.
Same.
Yeah, I was more impressed that Alex Noren could two putt from about 50 feet on a different shelf into the darkness.
So who's he? I've never heard of him.
Should I have heard of him?
He's a foreigner.
Yes, he's a top
Sweden.
20
so
player
dead.
In the world who is making a push into the PGA Tour this year. So this would be his first win. In the United States on the professional tour.
Here's the terrible part. They have to call it. I mean, it's dark. It's 5:40 Pacific time. It's dark. When you watch this on TV,
not light.
Because of the aperture in the camera,
it
makes it look so much brighter than it actually
open
is.
Open up that iris, it, let a lot of light
yes,
in.
Yes, well, you would understand
this. That's how you do it.
When you show the actual dark,
it's dark.
Dark.
Yeah.
It's dark. Okay. You need the atomic lighter.
Yeah.
That's
need,
what you need to
tiki
light.
Tiki torches.
Again.
You need the atomic
probably
lighter.
Probably not going to happen.
So now it's postponed until this morning. Now this drops at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific. At 8 Pacific, they're going to go out.
If the podcast just posted and you just started listening, you should probably turn it off
just
and
pause.
Go watch the golf.
Well, we don't,
and then
we,
come back.
Yeah,
to
we
us.
Just yeah,
same
let
time,
us know.
Right? We drop.
But
at the same
I mean,
time.
I
it's going to hurt our ratings.
If you're the
today.
Sponsor, if you're Farmers Ugh. Insurance, and you don't have a conclusion, what your tournament is remembered for was being anticlimactic.
Well,
did you watch any of the golf, Michael? You must have watched. Some
so what? Your I watched for 2 hours before it went on TV. And the larger story yesterday was the way that CBS messed up the coverage at the front of the live golf.
What did they do?
So they always have.
By
their...
the way, they cut right into the Grammy red
exactly.
carpet.
So
they crushed it. They took a half hour out, and I've got to believe that more people in America would rather watch the Grammy red carpet
so
than golf.
People were angry when they stayed on the golf, and at the
they
start,
been angry.
They were angry because they went 30 minutes late because they were they had the UVA basketball game. That was
Saturday.
Yesterday they had Michigan State, Maryland. It happened on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, but if you're going from sports to sports, I'm okay with that. But if the Grammys are coming on, I mean, not that I care about the red carpet of the Grammys. But I've got
to
believe
more people are watching the red carpet.
Ten
than
times,
you have to be right.
Ten times,
to be right.
Did you watch?
Now that said, and this is something to ask Sands about, but the ratings for the golf were literally 100%
up. Right?
Because
Tiger's in it on the weekend.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know.
Were you gonna?
Did you watch Federer? I mean,
I
mean, it was at 3:30 in the morning.
No. Federer now has won.
I mean,
watch any good movies? While we're just randomly
questioning
about what you
want. No,
wait, I'll get to Federer. But to answer your question, I ended up a couple of nights ago. I've seen now the verdict has been on It's making the rotations. It's a 40-year-old movie. It's a great movie.
So great.
There's a scene at the bar with Paul Newman and the girl who's trying to seduce him, and he hits her.
Charlotte Rampling, I believe.
Like Charlotte, and you can't do that. You know, like you can't even make that movie now. Anyway, I watched State of Play.
Refresh my memory.
That's Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe as a journalist at the Washington Post, basically, and Ben Affleck as a congressman.
That's right.
Who's having an affair with some young girl, and she dies, and it's terrible.
Yeah, it seems
like the last 30 minutes are terrible.
It's unwatchable.
They make absolutely no sense. And by the way, Russell Crowe really doesn't look like he works for the Washington Post at all. And he doesn't look like he went to school with Ben Affleck. He looks like Ben Affleck's father.
Right.
So I don't...
Ben Affleck kind of does look like a member of Congress, though.
Yeah, they were roommates in... Can you look up Russell Crowe and how old he is and how old Ben Affleck is?
I can do that for
you
in an instant.
Yeah.
With
now,
one hand, I can do that faster.
Now, let's get to Federer, and then we'll get out of this segment. Roger Federer, five sets. Marin Cilic beats him. He has now won 20...
Crowe, 53. Oh, shares my birthday, April 7th. Russell Crowe, 53.
And how old is Ben Affleck?
Way to make it 45. About you, Gary.
45.
So they didn't go to college together. Even mythically.
Unless Russell Crowe was really dim.
Anyway.
Took him a while to get through.
Federer now has won 20 majors.
Yeah.
That's four more than anybody else ever. See the best ever? Like, I think, because I'm old, I think of Rod Laver. But I'm willing to believe...
I'm willing
to believe that Federer is the best ever.
Sustained greatness.
I wrote this down. I'm willing to believe that it's an easier call to say Federer is the best ever than it is to say Serena Williams is the best ever, though so many people say Serena Williams is the best ever. Because in my mind, you have people like Martina Navratilova and Steffi Graf and Chris Everett and Billie Jean King, and they're etched in my mind as being dominating players, and as is Serena Williams. But you can make the case for anybody, whereas in terms of numbers and in terms of length of career, Serena has the length of career, but Federer.
I mean, who else is in there? Rod Laver.
Rod Laver.
Yeah,
that's it.
That'd be about it.
That's it. Rod Laver. So if you're my age,
not Sampras.
No, he's better than Sampras.
Yeah.
So just
Sampras did not win the French.
Right.
That's right.
He's won at least one of all.
I mean, yes. Federer keeps me mildly interested in tennis in a way that I wouldn't be. I mean, I don't really. My wife is into tennis. I don't really care, but I watch some of that just because. I mean, he's 36.
36, yeah. Which is impossibly old.
Yeah.
In tennis,
he's been playing since he's. I mean,
they're all playing since they're 16.
Right.
Seems well, like Serena, how old is Serena? She's 34, 35? I mean, Serena may well be the greatest of all time. I just think there are other more people you can name in opposition to
36
that.
As well.
Well, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah. Well, it should be about easy Federer, enough to settle. Just have Federer play
Serena.
I was thinking about Connors. Remember when Connors went on that late run, late in his career?
But he didn't win. He got to finals.
Yeah, well, the last one he won, you were like, oh, he's ancient. And he was like 31 or 32. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So the thing about Federer.
You're not talking about like the U.S. Open run. Connors was older than that.
When he got to the semis. He was like 37 or 38.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But he didn't win.
Not said 31.
No, he said...
Still,
he said when he won last.
Okay.
Federer is 36.
I'm sorry. I've been drinking.
But it was right in here. Federer makes it look easy.
Yes,
he
unbelievable.
Does. Everybody else, you look at Nadal, and Nadal is chopping wood out there.
He's working.
Even though Federer is working, he works... with such a grace that it doesn't look hard.
You did not watch the Grammys?
Some of it, but we're going to get to it later.
Okay. It reminds me of when I watch Bruno Mars dance, I think to myself, how could something that is so impossible for me to do?
Right.
It doesn't look like he's trying. Like, it's remarkable.
Another
it's the
term.
Same thing. I mean, he's a professional.
Two more will be going in the same direction
you
he started.
Stop.
Tiger?
All right, here we go. let's get out of here now, and Wilbon will join us when we return. Wilbon, who watched nothing, apparently flew across the country and watched golf.
Watch
nothing
golf.
But golf.
Yes.
I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
We're so happy Michael is back to save my voice, and Michael can do the read. Even though tomorrow he probably won't, or the rest of the week he won't be here.
Oh, you have a lot of,
faith in our judicial system?
Trial.
No.
So this read goes out to Nathan Chevrolati up in Astoria, New York from Mood K Law, who apparently really dislikes when I do the read. So, Nathan, this one's for you. This is the SeatGeek read.
Hey, eat it, Nathan. Nice.
Yeah. Buying tickets. Longest also, if you're going to email us, don't email us with your personal cell phone number. So buying tickets to sports and concerts can be complicated and confusing, but there is a better way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every type of live event, whether you're searching for a last-minute deal, planning a night out, or need to find the perfect gift. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets.
Fantastic.
Right now, I am looking at the Genesis Open, which will be the next time that Tiger plays. So right now I can get you,
you know,
in for $45.
I pay the phone bills for my son and my daughter.
Wow.
They're adults. I pay their phone bills.
Can you pay my phone bill?
No, but I don't want to pay theirs anymore.
I'll take care of yours, Chris. Don't worry.
I love them. Go ahead.
Why don't you finish the read?
No.
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance.
I was proving that I have the app for SeatGeek and that I use the app. So again, for $45, you can get in to see Tiger's next professional start, which is going to be in Los Angeles. So SeatGeek is designed. SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to get you the most bang for your buck, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket, from sports and concerts to comedy and theater. Best of all, the listeners of the Tony Kornheiser Show get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download
SeatGeek app
and enter promo code TonySB. I think that's a Super Bowl special code. That's promo code TonySB for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. And guess what else? SeatGeek is offering a special promotion on Super Bowl tickets to all SeatGeek purchasers, not just first-timers. Use promo code TonySB for $250 off promo-eligible Super Bowl tickets.
Wow.
Nice.
I have to think that's a limited pool, but that's a lot of money.
I'm looking now.
That means tickets are going for $3,000, $4,000, $5,000.
Absolutely. It's about 30. I'm looking at SeatGeek right now. It's about $3,400 to get
That's a big.
And you can go up from there. That's a significant discount.
Yeah.
So if you were on the fence, maybe this is the year you finally make it to the big game with promo code TonySB for $250 off Super Bowl tickets.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Joe Marshall sends this in. The band is called Rumble Edge Line. The song is called Walk With Me. Not only is it good, but it was recorded in Auckland, New Zealand. Auckland, New Zealand.
And I believe the bloke
that's a long reach.
Who wrote this is living in Berlin or something like that.
Yeah, lives in Berlin, but used to live two blocks from La Cheeserie.
Yeah.
Used to dig through the bin.
Another bicultural collaboration.
Michael Wilbon joins us now. Back from California. Did you play any golf when you were in California? Did you get to play?
No. No.
Watch some golf, I bet.
There was no time for that. I watched a ton of golf yesterday, only one day. But no, Tony, it was a four game NBA schedule in five nights, I think. Is that right? Maybe four and six.
Right.
But there was a Lakers-Celtics game. There was a Celtics-Clippers game. There was a T-Wolves-Warriors game. And, of course, on Saturday, the second primetime game on the schedule with the Warriors and Celtics. So the fabulous duel between Kyrie and Steph Curry.
I will get to that, but I'm curious about this because we talk about this a lot, about how athletes in one sport do indeed pay attention to other sports because they're athletes. You're in California. The golf tournament is in California. I know that there are some basketball players that play golf as well.
Oh, yeah.
Was there any talk of Tiger and the anticipation? Yeah. What was that like?
Yeah, I think 75% of my conversations with Steph Curry are about golf.
Right. He's a good player.
He's a good player. He pays attention. Steph Curry, I don't know if he could have played professionally. He certainly could have played collegiately.
Right.
I
will tell you that, and he probably could have, but Davidson is a really good golf school.
Yes. Yeah. He had offers.
Like we know Ralph Blasi, who played there, is a really good player. So.
So he and Gerald Henderson, Gerald Henderson also, in the league for a while, whose dad also played in the NBA, Gerald Henderson, primarily the Celtics, I think, even though he played for several teams. They played junior golf. I mean, they were big time. They had golf scholarship offers from places where people go to be pros. And so, yeah, you run into those guys. Andre Iguodala is another fanatic.
Right.
And so when you in the locker room, first of all, if these guys are on the court, they will say to you, hey, where's Tiger? Where's Jason Day? What happened? And that'll be going on, you know, maybe if in warm-ups or right after the game because they obviously, on West Coast time, you know, they weren't able to see.
See, what's interesting to me about this is Tiger, let's just analogize this. Let's take a guy who you're very familiar with, Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose was a great player with terrible injuries.
Yeah.
Who has come back to be okay. And nothing better than okay.
That's right.
And his career is going to be short-lived. It's pretty much over now. When these guys look at Tiger, who had terrible injuries and was the greatest of all time, do they ever talk about can he or can he not come back because of that stuff?
Well, I mean, Tony, but it's no different than you and I. It's speculative. It's just
right.
Because his situation is so radically different. Tiger's. He was because he might have been the best ever.
He was. He had a 10-year run. He's the best ever.
Next, he was second, and so now it still plays out. And I don't know if you know. I never asked Steph if he knows him. I haven't asked Steph if he knows Tiger if their paths crossed
right.
at all. And Tiger is a you know big NBA guy. At one point, used to go to a lot of Orlando games. I don't know that he goes to games anymore and does that. But yeah, I mean a lot of guys, and there's some guys who just aren't into it yet. Because at that age, with a league that is heavily African American, kids who did not grow up playing.
That's right. Not everybody played golf.
They get to it later. They get to it later, and they get to be fanatics later.
And by the way, some of them honestly are too big to be very good. They are.
That's right. That's right.
They're too big. Their swing plane is too long. All right. So let me get to this cough is. It's better. It
lingers.
Not great. On Saturday night, you saw two great guards.
Yeah.
You saw Kyrie Irving and Steph Curry essentially play against each other. Kyrie Irving scored enough points to win 95% of the games that
That's
he played
right.
in. And the other guy scored 49.
Whatever it was.
The other guy scored 49. So as you watch that game and you appreciate what's going on, how much in your mind says, this is what I'm going to see for 7 days in June?
Well, Tony, let's amend it just a little bit. This is what I want to see.
Right.
I'm tired of Cleveland. It doesn't mean I'm tired of LeBron. I'm tired. I've had enough of the Cavaliers. I'm tired of them and their drama. And I'm just tired of it. It doesn't mean I might not change my mind and be, you know, still in the mindset that that's what I want to see when I get to June. But right now, I want to see that. And maybe that's because those two, the duel between those two is fresh in my mind. But it's fine to see the Celtics, given all of the franchise lore and appeal and charisma. So I don't know if it's what I'm going to see, but it's what I want to see.
When you were watching it, you've watched a million games. I've watched a million games. It takes a lot for me to say, ooh, that's good.
Yeah,
you must have said that, right?
Yeah, every minute.
Yeah, you had
every
to.
Every minute.
You had to.
I mean, you know, the Celtics came in, and before the game, Tony, because, you know, I mean, I'm working. And before the game, they talked about the plan they had in place and the plan they had in place for Curry. And after the game, so he scores 49. You figure they're going to say, look, we just broke down. We had defensive breakdowns. We didn't do what we're supposed to do. And they go, no. We had a plan. We executed the plan. And this guy...
He's better than the plan.
He just torched it.
That's right. He's better than the plan.
It was one of those nights for both of them. And I want to see that. That's what I want to see.
It is remarkable to me, Kyrie Irving in particular. Kyrie Irving is... Everybody knows how great Steph Curry's warm-up routine is, and everybody knows how great Steph Curry can handle the ball. This other guy is better at handling the ball. He gets out of situation. He makes moves with the basketball while dribbling the basketball, which are they defy everything you believe, right?
I think if you're old enough,
it's Maravich.
You know, Tony, Kyrie has an economy to it that that, of course, Maravich just didn't have. It was more showman.
Yep.
I think of Maravich more. Curry's more in line with that. But for those of us of a certain age, Rod Strickland was the best finisher underneath the rim ever with the ball.
This guy's better.
Able at 6'3 to get off a shot at any time, no matter how many 7-footers were swinging at him. That Kyrie Irving does that. I mean, he had a couple of times. He had left-handed bank hooks that went in while he is surrounded by people all taller than him.
Absolutely amazing. Because when you – Curry – and I love Steph Curry. When Curry goes to the basket, he essentially takes a straight line to the basket. Kyrie Irving does not.
No, he doesn't.
He does not.
No,
and his and the ball shows up on his hand.
It's magic.
We can't. It can't.
It is. It's right? Magic. It's sleight of hand. Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
So, no, Tony, in real time, there is screaming. You can't believe what you're watching.
I totally get it.
I'm going to tell you, I was rooting for overtime. I wanted the Celtics to hit that last shot so we'd get another five.
See, now this is the difference.
If there's ever a time that you want to see more.
The difference between television and print is Michael Wilbon, as a writer, would never have rooted for overtime.
No, never.
It's impossible. Never. In fact, what you root for as a writer is the team that scores first.
Right.
Keep scoring.
Keep scoring.
Keep scoring. Let me get out of here.
Somebody out. Let's get out of here.
Let me.
It's a 5:30 game. It's 5:30 out there, so you have plenty of time.
Shifting gears. Virginia beat Duke at Duke.
Yeah, I couldn't.
You didn't see it?
Any of that. Didn't see any of that.
Oh, it was.
No, nothing of it.
It was really. Look. We all have the same reservations about Virginia in the tournament.
They can't score.
But they, in what was the biggest game of their year, they hadn't won at Duke in a long time.
23 years.
They were great. They were just
joy in my house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you have a UVA grad.
That's right.
But wait, but she's also a Duke law grad.
Yeah, but she cheers for both. But if it's Virginia versus Duke, she's a Wahoo.
That was she's
a Wahoo, and I wish obviously Tony, we had Jay Williams on the show.
Yeah,
we knew about it going in, but you know I was getting ready for the Warriors and Celtics that day, and I just wasn't
okay.
I wasn't even aware when I'm in the West. I can keep up with sort of college football. I can get up and understand games are coming on at 9 a.m. and that sort of thing. I never. It doesn't translate for me for college basketball. So I was out there. And it was four nights. It was four games and six nights or whatever.
Did you talk to Kyrie Irving at all? Did you get any time with him?
Yeah,
How does he feel about LeBron picking him to play on the same team?
He seems fine with it. He is fine with it. And so I think very quickly, you know what, Tony? There was, I don't want to say beef, but whatever it was between them, did not rise to the level of animosity. It wasn't Kobe Shaq. It really wasn't.
Okay.
So it's just like, look, I need my space. I need to move on. I know this is your thing. I respect it. We won together. This is great. And now this is a new chapter in my life. And I want to tell you, I at times, because I know LeBron better and longer, I tend to believe in LeBron as a credible dude. I believe the things that I hear from LeBron. But let me just say that Kyrie Irving is one of the most interesting people to listen to in basketball. He's just a bright, observant...
Except about the earth being flat.
He's pulling people's legs. I mean, he's just a guy, after a game, you can just sit there and listen. And you don't need to pepper him with questions. Just listen to him.
He's an I-95 kid. You know,
is he New Jersey? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's Jersey kid. Oh, yeah.
Town. But yeah, so that was, sometimes you feel privileged to be able to go behind the curtain and watch an event and then get to dissect it with those people. And so that was the case, because the two of them particularly are admiring of each other, Curry and Irving.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun.
All right, so you come across the country and you watch nothing but golf on TV.
Yeah.
What did you think? What did you think of Tiger? What did you think of this? Four days.
Tiger was so secondary to me. It just was. I'm encouraged a little bit. I'm encouraged.
You should be.
Because it was funny. He had a reversal of what you think. is supposed to happen when you come back in golf with rust and just like pounds of it. His short game was really close to being Tiger Woods. And just with the driver, you just don't know.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Tiger was, you know, on the days he was in the North Course, he was still in the South Course.
I will tell you, this is the greatest stat of all. Sands will be on later, and I'm going to talk extensively to Sands about this. 56 drivers. 17 were on the fairway.
Yeah.
He was last in the field.
Unbelievable.
Wow, last in the field.
That's 39 off the fairway.
He finished 23rd. I just don't know how he fixes that. And I know what he said. I listened to him. I listened to his entire, after round conversation.
He seemed very encouraged.
He was. No, he was.
Very encouraged.
He was very encouraged. But Tony, what happened after that? What happened with Jason Day and the Swede?
That was cool, wasn't it?
Swedish, right?
Five holes where they go birdie, 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 birdie.
Oh my God!
They were great.
That was in its way. That was Curry versus Kyrie.
Yeah, it didn't have quite the sex appeal because you would need to have Spieth and Day or something like that. But it was great.
I'm going to watch that this morning. It starts at 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
and. It was funny because Day said, you could tell the Swede, I have to call him that because I don't know, I can't remember his name.
Norin.
He was like, okay, it's dark now. Enough.
Yeah.
And Day looked at Jason Day and
let's
Day
go,
was,
let's
oh,
keep
I
going.
Go, I yeah. go, I let's go. And whatever you see on TV is so much more light
than
there really is.
It's totally dark. You can't see a thing.
You can't see anything.
They're putting, they can't see the hole. They can't see the hole.
I have a routine on flights that leave in the day. I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to read the paper. I'm going to catch up. I'm going to read the New York Times coast to coast, and in this case, the San Francisco Chronicle. I have my papers. I have some magazines. I got 5.5 hours of reading. I read nothing.
Yeah, you watch TV. Watch the golf.
I watched the golf. Most golf I've probably watched.
Because I'm not going to watch the Pro Bowl, and I'm not going to watch the NHL All-Star Game.
Please.
I'm not watching.
No.
All right, so we get you out of here. I didn't even give you any Super Bowl questions. You can thank me later. I'll see you later.
Thank you now. Appreciate
Michael
it.
Wilbon, boys and girls. We'll get out of here. What do we have next? We have news with Nigel next. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Tony Kornheiser Show.
Michael.
Is there any way we can get some soft music underneath this reed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nigel should be able to do that.
All right, why don't you add that in?
Maybe some Metallica.
Nigel, make it so.
This is the MeUndies Valentine's Day special.
Oh, yeah.
Just put that on a loop, Chris.
Yeah. Yep, no
you want to look good with your significant other this Valentine's Day, right? Then check out MeUndies Matching Pairs, a unique fun gift for you and your Valentine. They're the perfect balance of comfortable fit and exciting prints.
Hey-o.
Don't spend another Valentine's Day giving the same old gift. Check out MeUndies.com and find the best match for your match. MeUndies are the most comfortable and fun undies you and your significant other will ever own. They're made from the softest materials on earth. We're talking 3 times softer than cotton soft.
I think they use Modal, right?
Yeah, I think it's Modal, but they've gone away.
No,
they've gone
not
away from
it.
Modal.
Yeah, we don't know what it
but
is.
But can I tell Maybe you, they are softer. Incredibly soft.
Yeah.
That's an endorsement.
I don't
Michael,
wanna...
I'll send you a pic.
Yeah.
This Valentine's Day, get your partner a gift that's for both of you. Order by February 5th at 10 a.m. for free standard shipping so your gift arrives in time. Matching pairs are a fun, thoughtful, comfortable gift you can share with your significant other. 100% satisfaction guarantee. MeUndies guarantees you and your significant other will love your matching pairs or your money back. Right now, MeUndies has an exclusive Valentine's Day offer just for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase MeUndies matching pairs, you get 20% off and free shipping.
Nice.
MeUndies is so sure you'll love their underwear, they offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't love your first pair, you get a full refund, and I assume you keep the other pair. This is a no-brainer. Get 20% off matching undies for you and your significant other and 100% satisfaction guarantee. What are you waiting for? Order by February 5th for free standard shipping. To get your 20% off your matching pairs, free shipping, 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/TonyK. That's MeUndies.com/TonyK. This will be the best Valentine's gift that you will ever give. Start matching your bottom half to your better half.
Boom.
That's a good line.
Go to MeUndies.com/TonyK right now.
That's good line. Good job, Michael.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is singer-songwriter Tony Memel. His music is Americana folk rock. His latest album is called We'll Be On The Radio. We played him before.
Yeah, he did quite well at the Grammys yesterday.
Is that right? Did he perform at the Grammys?
No, but I loved your reaction. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I would have been very happy if that's true. Michael, for people who want to submit their music, this is very good. All our music is very good music. How do they do it?
Send your grammar-ready music to jingles at tonykornheiser.com.
And is there anything that we're selling? We're waiting for our Chatter T-shirts in-house. But is there anything else we're selling?
I'm so far out of what we're selling because of jury duty. Yeah. So, yes, we're selling a lot of stuff. Check out shop.tonyquinozoshow.com.
Did we think about
selling verdicts? Do you know what Kimberly said yesterday, one of our servers? Yeah. Kimberly said when I left her, I came here yesterday, and she said, she came outside and said, tell Michael it's raining. And I said, I would certainly
well,
do that.
Nailed it.
So I was happy about that. Well, Nigel, you have news.
I do indeed, Mr. Tony. Before we start the news proper, I want to give thanks to Jim Viner and the incredible B3 Band. That was the song we played during the MeUndies read.
Oh, yeah.
The song is called Cutlass Supreme. And I also want to say a quick thanks.
Viner.
Viner, exactly. Yeah. Quick personal thanks to Sammy from AAA. Remember when I told you I had car trouble the other day? My car would not start?
Yes.
Sammy was the guy that came and resurrected my automobile.
Good. Good
so
for
thank
Sammy.
You very
I didn't
much,
really
Sammy.
Like driving you around all that day.
Good I know. I want to appreciate that. Yeah, could we just do that every day?
Yeah, it was not fun. He goes to some very unsavory locations.
Let me piggyback with a very weak shout out, unfortunately. But Friday was we had a party for Kim's 50th.
Yep.
And we were having it at, I'm sorry, did I say 50th?
Wow.
Yeah.
I meant 39th.
Yeah.
We had ordered a bunch of food from Wegmans, just a bunch of platters and stuff. We were having the party
at
Urdaca at the brewery. Yeah, we could have. It's kind of not in our immediate circle, but we could have done that.
Yeah, could.
Chose not to. She didn't want
to. We're
do
open
it.
For those parties.
It's on the red line.
Yeah, we have those parties here.
And so because I still am only have one arm, she actually went to pick up
sad
all this food. And the guy she picked it up from, I want to say is...
But you can get away with killing Richard Kibble's
was
wife.
Dan, and I forget his last name, unfortunately, but he
Dan
was
Fisher?
An employee at the Wegmans, I
yeah,
think.
Was
in,
it Dan Fisher?
Yeah.
Was in he in Germantown, Kiowa setting something up for
and,
us? Yeah.
And a huge little, apparently.
Okay.
Big fan of the program, so I wanted to thank him.
Now, that's nice. Help.
And yes, the party was great. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. Invite?
No.
Yeah, everyone at this table except you was invited.
Yeah,
it was a great time.
Fun?
It was lovely.
Mr.
Tony, we will start out with college basketball. With 2 minutes and 11 seconds left in the game, the Bearcats led the UNH Wildcats 48-45.
This is not going to end well.
Unfortunately, UNH was able to rally and beat them 57-52.
This was at Binghamton, wasn't it?
Biley
yes.
Court.
Yeah, this was the Biley Court.
We're
snake pit.
We're done.
The pit.
Yeah.
We're done.
It's not,
that's four.
No, we're done.
After a good start.
Have you won in conference yet?
One in seven. Yes.
Oh,
guess
we're,
the
no,
student we're done. Section didn't show up.
Yeah, we're done.
One in
such a
seven.
Promising start.
Yeah,
to the season,
I don't.
Too.
I have no explanations. I have only you know.
I've got a team to schedule you if you want to win.
Georgetown. We can't. We
yes.
We can't be Georgetown.
A little closer to home. Georgetown falls to Creighton, 85-77, falling to just 3-7 in the Big
that
East.
That game was played. I want to set you up for your Big East riff. That game was played in Omaha, Nebraska. Right in the heart of I-95 country. Yeah.
All right, what else?
You mentioned the big
any
win by
sweater? Was
that's
there any
win.
Sweater story?
UVA winning by two in Durham. They're the number two team in the country.
Maryland. We should get to Maryland.
Yeah, in Maryland.
Maryland.
Yeah, tough season for them continues. They lose to Michigan State.
They were up 13.
Yep.
I watched a lot of that. They were up 13.
I did not watch the game. What happened?
Hey,
the
other team's better.
They were up, I believe it was 37-24.
They came charging
24.
Out at the second half.
It was 37-24 Maryland at the half. And by the first TV timeout in the second
tied.
Half, it was 42-41 Michigan State.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
Yeah, it was sad.
So, they're better.
Maryland 15-8 now, 4-6 in the Big Ten. Really probably.
They need to win.
The Big Ten.
I think they need to beat Purdue. To have, and yeah. Purdue's
Purdue is
really
three
good.
Right now in the country.
Yeah, Purdue's
and
really
Purdue
good.
Purdue beat Indiana. And
yeah, Purdue's good.
And some team named Villanova, are they any good?
Yeah, they're 20-1.
Yeah.
They're very good.
They beat Marquette
and they
85,
lost their, 82. They lost their one of their starting guards the last game, and Jalen Brunson, their great, great point guard, was out for a bunch of the second half of that game, and they still won.
A good team.
Gah.
You got a chance to talk about Roger Federer's win at the U.S.
Yeah.
The Australian Open, but Caroline Wozniacki wins
her
first Grand Slam, beating
her.
Simona Halep in a three-set.
Interesting.
Match.
This is sort of in terms of who's dating who. What is interesting to me is Caroline Wozniacki at one point is engaged, however briefly, to Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, that's right.
And is now either engaged to or already married to David Lee.
That's right.
The basketball player.
Former Florida Gator.
You know, that's, you know, Danica Patrick.
Yes.
Danica Patrick involved with a race car driver and then Aaron Rodgers. So it's just, that's interesting.
Right. And then there's this story about Eugenie Bouchard, who is
the
now
Canadian girl?
Yes. Remember,
isn't that the one who famously dated the fan?
Yes, because there was something going on in the Super Bowl, and he said, well, if the Patriots come back,
yeah,
will
you
go?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she did.
Something going on at the Super Bowl.
Then,
it was 28-3 Atlanta.
Was that what was going on?
Yes.
And then they went, they were seen together in Miami.
That's right.
And then
that's the greatest story of all time.
And apparently some company, some Canadian company said, hey, would you guys like to go to the Super Bowl this
and
year together?
Going.
And they're going
good.
Together. So good for him.
Wow.
So
that guy is
21.
A king.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually,
really is.
She
what
else? Is cool.
Yes, very cool.
Oh, that's very cool.
You wanted to ask this question. This is not really a story, but the question is posed, when do we start talking about the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, just on the grounds that there's a game right now, this week, okay?
Right.
And it seems lost. If you don't go week to week, for me, now I know we're going to talk about it. We on this show,
we'll break it down.
Paulson is going to join us, who is a native Minnesotan, and talk about what it means and what it might have meant the Vikings, a big Vikings fan, gotten in there. I just think you take a week off. Like, I was texting last night with Jaws. Very excited. Jaws is going to be on the sideline with the Eagles.
Oh, that's great.
And that's
cool.
Great.
That's great.
That's
Eagles
really good for
him.
Took
there in 1980,
but,
right?
Yeah, but there's a feeling that I have that I know we will get geared up for it again, but I think this year in particular – there's a flatness to it.
I think Wednesday, Thursday, there'll be more. And it'll focus largely on...
I wanted to get Michelle Tafoya on the phone.
Brady Belichick greatness. That's the storyline. I mean, there's not a lot.
No. For those years when we have gone to the Super Bowl, and we will not be going this year.
No, we will not be
But it's like that Monday and Tuesday at Super Bowl row with the radio row with like
nothing. It's a ghost town.
Yeah. That's when you say, why are we here this early? Yeah,
that's all right.
Yes.
But is that TV that drives the two-week break? What's the theory behind the 2 weeks?
Don't know.
Okay. Because
I just don't know.
I don't know why you would do
helps
that.
Helps the Patriots.
I think it's logistics.
Gets better. And also,
it has nothing to do with that.
I think, Tony...
Because it's always 2 weeks. Well,
yeah, I think it's a little bit about logistics, because you don't know who's going until then, a week before.
But you know where it's... I mean, you know where it's being played. I mean,
cold in Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah.
Six. Dome, though, right?
Yeah, but you can't live in the dome. You have
well,
to.
You could.
But you can live indoors.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. The skyways.
Rather
in
not.
Minneapolis.
We could have taken the train with Sally.
Yes.
That would have been lovely.
Still on it.
Ronda Rousey has a new career venture.
Yes.
She is joining WWE to perform as a full-time wrestler.
Can I ask a question here?
Sure.
Does this not have a whiff of desperation? She was the champion of the kickbox stuff, and then she got knocked out twice in a row. And her kickbox career is over. She had great fame and great following, and now to do something like this, does it not? And she was involved in wasn't she an Olympic contestant in judo? Isn't she really? I'm not suggesting she won't be really, really good, but does it not feel like desperation to stay in the limelight? Am I wrong? Maybe I am.
No. I don't think you are wrong. But, I mean, I'm sure Vince McMahon, like, she's making...
He's smart.
She's making a ton of money. And, you know, it's hard. I think it would be hard. What if you are not an MMA fighter? I don't know what they get paid, but she was the most famous one for a while.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, I mean, that
you can't
career,
name
that,
any of the men.
That path seems to be over.
It
she's
is.
30. Is she, how old is she, Nigel? 30-something?
Early,
I mean,
no,
you got to still make money.
Right.
I'm sure this is a lucrative payday.
It reminds me, it's not as bad, but it reminds me of when Tonya Harding went into boxing.
Yeah, but this is more of this is a straighter line. I mean,
yes,
my reaction was that's makes interesting because I hear you say that and it makes sense, but I didn't even consider it from her side. I just thought, what a great move for McMahon. Okay. I mean, it's a perfect move.
Yeah, they
move.
Unveiled it last
and
night
her
at
career
the Royal
was
Rumble.
Over.
No. She will turn 31 on Thursday.
Yeah, her career was over. I mean, what was she going to do?
And this is what she
run
said
for Congress?
In an interview with Ramona Shelburne. She said, there are other things I
can
do.
Close.
There are other things I can do with my time that'll make way more money, but I won't enjoy nearly as much. Maybe he just wants to be
I don't know.
I'm not sure
you know
about
what?
That.
I'm not sure about that either as to what will make way more money. I'm not sure. Unless she invents the atomic lighter.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about
I mean,
that.
She'd been in a couple of movies, but I don't think she had like a burgeoning... You
she's
know,
not like The Rock or
she'll
John
make a lot
Cena.
Of money, I would have to think, in WWE.
Yes.
Can I just say something else?
Of course.
It annoys me tremendously.
Is it me?
No.
Oh.
No, I love you. You know where I stand on pizza? You know where I stand on pizza?
New York style. Special.
No. It's a very clever, I hope they don't sponsor us. It's a very clever line. No one out pizzas the hut, except it's just not true. Except it's terrible. The pizza's terrible.
Yeah, that's
it's just terrible.
But when you get the pizza buffet,
third out of three. What is the pizza buffet?
You go there for a lunch special?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Like $6.99 all really? You can eat pizza.
Now, do you ever see the what they've transformed the old Pizza Hut stores into?
No.
Because there was this, you know, a huge
I don't think they're on my grid. I don't think I pass a Pizza Hut store.
So now it's the most recognizable architecture. Now there are banks, you know, veterinary hospitals. But you can always tell by the roof.
Because they have the hut.
Yeah.
They're the worst of the three. I'd go Domino's, Papa John's, Pizza.
They're all the same.
Domino's is better.
But they're different because
I'm on the Domino's.
Because Pizza
well.
Hut has these bricks and mortar places where I think people go into and eat.
You can sit and eat in a
No one out pizzas the hut. I mean, we just
No one out.
But it's a very smart. It catches you immediately. You go, that's.
It's not as good as Think Outside the Bun.
That's brilliant.
One more story.
That is brilliant.
Does Chatter have a slogan? Maybe we should crowdsource that.
Drink Chatter.
Oh yeah, it does.
Now it's Drink Eat Chatter.
What?
Because of the signage.
Nobody out drink, chats Chatter.
No. Our slogan is nobody out pizzas the hut.
I like it.
Yeah,
it's good.
We're gonna put that
it's
up.
Very catchy.
You might get a cease and desist.
I like that. We're going to take you to Paris for a moment, Mr. Tony. Very shocking.
Paris, Virginia, or Paris, France?
No, this is Paris, France, to the zoo. This is a very disturbing incident that happened on
French
Friday.
French animals.
A worker was roaming through the back rooms.
Worker man.
Yeah, worker man. One
to
of the back
Michael
corridors.
Always wanted to be a worker man.
And he spied an orangutan. Mm-hmm. Well, the orangutan is not supposed to be in that area. What had happened was, not just that orangutan, over 50 orangutans and baboons escaped from their enclosure.
Where there's one, there'll be 50.
We're roaming around. They had to shut down the zoo.
Escaped or let out?
They're doing an investigation to find out exactly
how never get to the
these beasts
of
were able to free themselves.
Beasts.
Yes. they said in the end, and this is the disturbing line, and they're eventually all sort of rounded up and ushered back into their cages. But and this is the headline copy. It says, reopened today after the last of around 52 baboons.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem to be a precise count.
And it's a baboon orangutan?
Did they all end up together?
Yes, there was like a big
central enclosure. Were they pals? Were they playing cards? Like baboons playing poker?
They were whiteboarding a scheme to take over the zoo.
Yes. Yeah. There was like this big central enclosure that they're all sort of hanging out in. And they had to lock down the entire place. Nobody, fortunately, was hurt. But this is obviously a disturbing trend.
Were the animals executed?
No, but it did. But it did. Bring, in the copy of the story, it says this is reminiscent of when a tiger escaped from the Paris Zoo last November, and that tiger was shot and killed.
Euthanized.
Well, or shot and killed.
Shot and killed. Yeah. Nice job out of you.
Thank you.
All right, so we will come back. We'll have Sands. We'll have Old Guy and Sands.
That's right.
Can I just get to one thing? I've got to do this. All right, we are going to fix the men's bathroom here at Chatter.
Why?
Because it's really bad.
When you say fix, update it, where it's fully functional.
We're going to make it nice.
So next
Tuesday, for sure, and next Wednesday, likely, we will not be open here for breakfast.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
All right, so next Monday we're open, Thursday and Friday we're open. And by the way, the new management at Chatter, very aggressively on social media and very, very good. Their Super Bowl specials. I believe Nigel's going to be here for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
We want to get your business for the Super
Bowl. Come put your feedback on.
Yes, we'll be here early. I would love to see everyone come out. It's going to be a lot of fun on Super Bowl Sunday. So
we've done very well. I also want to, if I could just take 1 minute and congratulate Kim and Bobby Gottfried and his wife had baby shower here yesterday.
Last night.
They had a baby shower here, and they had a special menu, a Littles menu that included things like the incomparable Robert Burger, which I think is pretty funny. Nigel's fish and chips. They had the Liz Clark side salad, S-I-G-H-E-D.
Yes, very nice.
This is really smart. Really smart, and everybody had a good time.
Thing is, they don't even have a kid.
They had a drink, the Blue Hawaiian, with Lace's Malibu rum, pineapple juice, and blue curacao. So they did a great job, and everybody, I think, had a really good time.
Great.
That's fantastic. Congrats.
Carol showed up, and she had a good time, so that's good. So, all right, so let's get out of here now, and then we will do Steve Sands. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is Old Guy Radio for the day. This is Robert Zimmerman of Hibbing, Minnesota. I'm sure going to be at the game, stand with jaws on the sideline.
Sure. Loves the Vikes.
Yeah, I think he's got the Vikes by two, I think. Why are we playing? It's just a great, great song.
It's just a great song, just like Tom Thumb's Blues. I guess this is your Super Bowl reference with Tom Brady and his thumb.
In Juarez, and it's Easter time, too.
So good.
So great.
Brilliant song.
This is from the
Bringing
album.
Bringing it all back home, right?
This is from the album Highway 61 Revisited.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah.
Even so better.
Just recorded in 65. This is, and it's great.
This is the song that ends with the New York. I'm going back to New York City. I do believe I've had enough.
That's right.
Don't put any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue.
Yeah,
there's just no chorus either. It's just, you know, Dylan singing.
No, it's brilliant.
Just
brilliant.
Terrific.
Steve Sands joins us now, and Steve was not at the golf tournament yesterday.
He was at the Maryland
game. California. Did you go to the Maryland game?
I did go to the Maryland game.
Oh, that must be disappointing for you.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing. Our oldest son wants to apply to Maryland, looking at Maryland, so took him up, let him see some action with a big Michigan State game. They played well, but Spartans are too good for that.
They're a better team.
They're too good.
All right, so I want to talk to
you. It was fun, man. What an atmosphere, man. It was fun.
And better coached for now.
So you've got Tiger, four rounds. I think I'm right, 72, 71, 70, 72. I would think he has to be tremendously encouraged. But what is your overall sense of what this means?
100% he's encouraged. He competed. Showed some grit. He grinded when he had to. He made that birdie at the last hole, the ninth hole on the North Course on Friday to make the cut. Two extra rounds, Tony.
Yep.
The two extra rounds, Tony, were huge. To be able to play two more rounds, his goal was to get ready for Augusta, play the Masters, and he needed more reps. And I thought, you know, look, he hit the ball all over the place. But, you know, he showed some heart and showed some grit, which I think at that level is one of the things he has to have to come back. So, you know, he competed, and that was a big deal to him.
So let me get to, I think, the essential question when you look at Tiger's four rounds. This statistic is stunning. He had 56 times he took driver out, and he hit the fairway 17. He missed 39 of 56. Now, some people would say, all right, take out 3-wood or something like that. But you can't win on the tour if all you do is hit 3-wood. You got to hit driver every once in a while. What would your advice be, and what are your thoughts as to what he's thinking about that?
I think he's just trying to get ready. I really do. He's going to take a couple weeks off. He's going to play Riviera, which is the Genesis Open. It benefits the Tiger Woods Foundation. Then he's going to come to Florida, probably play the Honda and Bay Hill. And then he's going to go play the Masters. And I think that he stubbornly hit driver on purpose.
That's what I think.
Because he's got to hit driver, Tony. I mean,
that's right.
You got to hit driver at some point.
More than that, he tried to shape the correct shot. So he was aiming left and trying to play the cut, trying to play draws, and that's where those big misses came from.
I don't think I don't think the PGA Tour wants to hear this, but I think they know this. It wasn't that those four rounds were practice rounds for Tiger. But he knew he wasn't going to win. So he might as well do the things that he is going to need to do to eventually win when his game is ready. So that's why he took out the driver so often, even though it looked like a 3-wood would have been a better option if he was trying to actually put the ball in the fairway.
Here's the question that I have, and I say this strictly as an amateur and a terrible player. But it seemed to me, particularly watching the first couple of days, when Tiger missed on second shots, when he missed on irons, that was because he was not able to know what his body would do in terms of adrenaline in a real live tournament, because he'd played nonsensical things before, which indicated to me, Steve, that Tiger ought to play more, not less. Just go out there and play in a real tournament so you can feel how your body reacts. But he's not, you know him, he's not going to do that. He's not going to play every week like Vijay Singh would. What do you make of that?
I totally agree. Look, we talked about this in December when he played the Hero World Challenge, what his schedule would be, how he would proceed moving forward. And one of the things he told us when I saw him in the Bahamas was that he needed to feel not only the adrenaline, but his heart pumping and people watching and cameras in front of him and ropes up and Jason Day and Dustin Johnson and Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler and all these great players around him. I do think he should play more, and I think he should play golf courses that are a touch different than the ones he's used to, because where he goes are not only the hardest courses, but the best fields. Riviera is tough, and a lot of great players, you know, Rory and Jordan and Dustin all play there. The Honda is at PGA National, where, you know, single digits under par wins, and the best players play. Bay Hill, same thing. It's not an easy road he's trying to take, but that's the road he thinks is best. So, you know, who are we to judge? But it seems to me that you would want to play a touch easier golf course to see the ball go in the hole. Just like if you're, you know, a jump shot, if you're a shooter in basketball, you want to see the rim get a little larger. The cup could use a little more width and length to it if you're Tiger Woods, to see that ball go in the hole more often. But I'll tell you one thing, the proximity to the hole, Michael could talk about this as well, that's going to be an issue for him. He has got to dial it back in with that adrenaline, with his heart pumping, and with all that pressure on the line when he does get into a contention. Those irons have got to be sharper. He cannot leave himself 20 and 30-foot birdie putts. He has got to have some makeable putts to be able to play aggressively to score. He will learn to score again, but until he gets that proximity to the hole better, so he's not hitting it so far on the greens, he's got to give himself some birdie chances on the putting surface if he has to.
Yeah, I think the problem with this weekend is that you can really only look to the par threes to look at that proximity to the hole, just because he was playing out of the rough. And then when he was actually in the fairway with some of those scoring short irons, it was such a misapplication of the spin and the use of the interior mounding of that golf course. So we really need to see this at Riviera, just because to this point, it really is just the par threes. And he actually just missed on many of those par threes.
That interior
the interior mounding is difficult. when you watch him in a couple of weeks at Riviera, when fans and when people who are listening and people who want to watch on TV in a couple of weeks, just see how close he is to the hole with his birdie putts. He has got to get closer. The reason the guys win and play well is because they have an amazing ability to give themselves birdie chances. And birdie chances on the PGA Tour are not done from 20 feet and beyond. They hit the ball from 6 to 10 feet to 12 feet and 15 feet, and they give themselves chances for birdie tries, aggressively trying to do it, as opposed to just lagging a putt up there and tapping it for par. Par will not win you PGA right. Tour events. You must make birdie.
Did you see the ratings?
Oh, my God. The Golf Channel in the morning.
Double.
The Golf Channel Thursday and Friday, Golf Channel in the morning on Saturday and Sunday, and then CBS in the afternoon. Insane.
It's Tiger.
Insane.
There's no other variable. It's Tiger Woods, right?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. We talked about this actually on your show at the Hero World Challenge. December golf, Tony, people were watching. You can miss a Steph Curry or a LeBron game. You can miss a Clayton Kershaw start. You can miss something in every sport. You know, I guess if you want to watch Roger Federer try to win a major, if it's not at 3:30 in the morning, you'd watch. But you can't miss Tiger playing golf if you're a sports fan. It's incredible the difference he makes in the eyeballs, the listeners, the people who are on the golf course. There were more people there the last 4 days than there ever would have been if he was not in the field. He makes more of a difference in his sport than any other man or woman in their sport by a mile.
It's true. I mean, when he was done, I had no particular interest in watching the rest of it. I watched it, and at the end, of course, the five playoff holes were spectacular, but I really had no – I didn't even know who the leaders were. I did have this feeling, though. I want J.B. Holmes to be suspended and barred from golf for the rest of his life. I mean, you want to give me the other side on that? I mean, first of all, forget the fact that he waited 20 minutes to take a shot on 18. He takes more warm-ups. He's just – I don't want to watch him. I don't.
Yeah. There are a lot of guys on the PGA Tour who play slowly.
Oh.
And most of them try to get quicker. Kevin Na, famously – has been slow for years, but in the last couple of years, no one has said a word to him because he has, you know, made an effort to become a quicker player. JB ought to get a delay of game penalty, and there isn't one in golf. And it was that was rough, man.
Sergio,
was,
remember when Sergio was, used to do? He was like a wagon. He was like a cat in a litter box.
You know, does he do like 10 practice swings, or is he just standing behind the ball a ton?
He does a lot of different practice swings,
but it's
more than deliberate. It's horrifyingly slow. And if I played with him, I'd want to hit him with the club. I would.
Chris, in your world, J.B. Holmes in golf, if it was in your world, J.B. Holmes is filibustering out there.
Interesting.
I mean, it is a...
I can't stand that.
Amazing how slow it is.
He's really slow.
And by the way, if you ask any tour player, and I've always been fascinated by guys who play quickly, who have to play with a slow player, and the guys who play quickly will always tell you, always, that it's way more annoying to play with someone who is slow than it is for a slow player to play with someone who plays quickly. It is awful to play with a slow player on the PGA Tour. It's awful to play with a slow player at our level, let alone someone who is a great
player. It's a
nightmare. If you put JB Holmes out there with Ben Crane and you started them last in the field, they would finish tomorrow. It's awful.
But Dad, your focus on what Holmes did on 18 is just this microcosm of the entire round. You had a 6.5 hour round for the final pairing.
That's
and
like
not
when,
all that is because of CT Pan, who made an 8 and backed up the entire course for 25-30 minutes.
No, it's terrible. It's like when you go to an event on a Monday and you expect to go 7.5 hours. Because there are multiple beer carts, but you don't expect this in the pro. That thing went on forever, right, Steve? Went on forever.
Slow play on the PGA Tour has been a big, big topic, and you know it's hard. You expect two great players who are playing together to be able to play a round of golf in 350 or 4 or 405 because you're giving them a little bit of time because the pressure. And because of what's on the line, and because of all those things, if you put those two at Columbia, and there was nobody on the golf course, they would play in 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, they're really great.
And you know, you're giving them a little bit of time, but when they play slowly, and each round and each shot, they do not play ready golf on the PGA Tour. It has been a huge topic, especially for the young guys. The young guys all play. You ever watch Dustin Johnson play? It's hard to televise them. Ricky Fowler. Hard to televise it. These guys play quickly. Now, Jordan Spieth plays slowly, but he doesn't play slowly to the point where he annoys the other player. He just plays a more deliberate type of game. I'm telling you, watch Dustin Johnson and Ricky Fowler. It's almost difficult when they're playing with someone and we show the other person first. Say the other person hits first. You've got to get that camera over to him quick because by the time the ball lands, Dustin and Ricky are firing away. They're ready to go.
They're ready to go because they're confident and they know what they're doing anyway.
Exactly. And they have conviction in the shot they're about to take. I mean, they're about to hit. It's a huge topic. That J.B. DeHolmes thing yesterday was insane, man. That was nuts.
Thank you, Steve. We'll talk to you from the Olympics, yes?
Yeah.
We'll try.
We leave on Friday.
Okay. Have a good time, and we'll talk to you soon.
It'd be a nice flight, Tony. How'd you like to be in the air for 20 hours?
There's not enough drugs.
It's a lot of counting.
There's not enough drugs.
I need the shirt.
All right, be good.
A lot of amulets.
Steve Sands, boys and girls.
I'm saving the entire week's podcast, by the way, for the flight.
Good.
I can listen to Monday through Thursday, and then Friday, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll go fast over your appearance, because you'll remember it. I mean, you won't have to listen to it.
Steve Sands,
boys and girls. Enjoy yourself over there. We'll come back. We'll have emails and jingles. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
The Tony Kornheiser Show.
My day has been long into night. Ain't cooking on my own.
She can really sing.
She really can. Brilliant.
Found a place I could unwind. Friendship hides. Come home. Just when I let myself go, in walks a bald orange guy. says, I'm not a pervert, but how are the fries?
So, I'm a part owner. Just wonderful by Kirsten Ohnstedt.
Really
just
great
voice.
Let me thank Michael Wilbon. Let me thank Steve Sands for coming on the show. Thank today's sponsors, Great Reads by Michael, MeUndies, and SeatGeek. Remember to listen and subscribe to new and archived episodes of The Tony Kornheiser Show wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play. If you listen to the show through iTunes, please leave us a review. From Jared Schofer in Washington, D.C., they apparently track everything in the NBA now. I came across this statistic while perusing my Google machine. John Wall has spent 77% of his time on the court this season, either standing still or walking. This is highest among all rotation players in the NBA. Even 40-year-old Dirk Nowitzki is ahead of them in this category. You want to know the Wizards are so bad this year? There, that's the list.
Is this a shot at me? Didn't we talk about this?
Yes, we talked about this the other day.
Yeah.
I'm just confirming everything.
Not listening to you.
Yeah.
I always love it when you veer in horror from the thing du jour that the future will bring. In this case, driverless cars. Let me set you at ease, Tony. You're not living long enough to see the future. You don't get to travel by flying cars or pneumatic tubes. And the closest thing to a driverless car you'll ever have to worry about is the monorail at Epcot. What do you care? You'll be dead soon. Now, your children may have to worry when they drop a flying glass bowl over Bootsy and shoot him towards Little Dipper Elementary. But even they will be fine with it when the time comes. So relax, you'll be fine. Now, excuse me while I prepare to mine sugar for our mutant insect overlords. They should be along every day now, and I want to get in good with them. Long live the hive. I am, for now, Hampton Nager in
Dallas,
Texas.
I, for one, welcome our new ant overlords.
Joe Chechki in Dunedin, New Zealand. In New Zealand. I know it's late notice, but a friend of mine has two tickets for the Super Bowl in Minneapolis at the new U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday the 4th. They are box seats, and he paid $3,500 per ticket, which includes the ride to and from the airport, lunch, dinner, a $400 bar tab, and a pass to the winner's locker room after the game. What he didn't realize when he bought them last year was it's on the same day as his wedding.
Oh.
If you're interested, he's looking for someone to take his place. It's at St. Paul's Church at 3 p.m. Her name is Ashley. She's 5'4", about 115.
Brilliant.
A good cook, loves to fish and hunt, and will clean your truck. She'll be the one in the right white dress. That is a brilliant email.
Terrific.
From John Carnahan in Boonesboro, Maryland. Dear Dr. Tony, you and the gang have kept me company on many of my runs along the C&O Canal. Haven't met Freckles yet, though. The music at the show end is always a treat, so thanks for sharing the entire songs. The Derry Stover Proton Pump of Life was truly amazing. The talent pool among the littles is astounding. From Casey Melvin in Rockville, Maryland. New marketing plan for Chatter, Shirtless Tactical Man. Tim Tebow. Yeah, if Tim Tebow were here without a shirt, we'd be drawing people
in. He's playing in the XFL.
Sean Reed in Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. First time, long time. Jeff Bezos is one of the largest landowners in the state of Texas with over 400,000 acres. His aerospace program, Blue Origin, has its launch sites in West Texas. He owns Whole Foods based in Austin. Bezos doesn't care about I-95. He cares less about the failing Washington Post. Hashtag sad. He's coming to Texas, Orange Man. P.S. Tell Michael we want more golf talk.
It's not going
to
happen.
Okay, there's a picture here sent in by Brian Myers, which says, how manly was Ben? This picture says it all. This is Ben and Jackie and John Kennedy and Tony Bradley. It's spectacular. Carla Corrado in Columbus, Ohio. Grayson Allen is from Jacksonville, Florida, which explains so much.
Yes.
He falls to the court like a waffle off the griddle. From Andrew Cheever, Cheeve in Somerville, Massachusetts. Do you think Michael's jury duty lasted so long because he forgot to use the code TONYK?
I tried.
How many days is this?
Again, this will be the fifth day.
What? And you think it will not finish today?
No chance.
How
I think deliberation starts tomorrow.
How?
So they only do like 3-hour days because the court is
we are getting
hearing
$4.
Yes,
so
true.
I waived that because I said I was getting paid by my employer.
What are you nuts?
Oops. Yeah, that's $40.
You're looking are you nuts to waive the $4?
I spent over $150
on transportation
in transportation
alone.
Fees. Yes,
and buy a chai tea latte. With
Here's
that.
The deal: when you sit
not
down
to,
there today,
to
just
lunch.
Start chanting "Lock her up, lock her up," yeah. and it'll get, we'll get
MAGA,
you right out of there.
MAGA
get
from
you right
Mark
out
Schwab
out of
in Brentwood, Tennessee.
Make America great.
I love Saliza, but until this weekend, I didn't know why. Saliza is exactly like my 5-year-old. He constantly interrupts any and all conversations when adults are speaking. Eat it, Chris.
Now, that is true.
From
I'd like to disagree.
Nathan in Ypsilanti.
Wait, Tony.
I think a teaching moment was lost the other day when Tony was wondering where the Prii have gone. They haven't been replaced much like chimps and monkeys. A Prius will grow up to become a Tesla. Didn't we read that?
We did.
Didn't we read that?
Yes.
Why are we reading that again?
We read that.
Well, for the folks that didn't get it the first time.
Yeah.
That's not right.
We're testing to make sure your mental acuity is still up. He's still good.
Run
I think
the clock back.
Call the home.
I think I'm good. If you're out on your bike tonight, everyone, as always, do wear white.
Stop the hammering.
Stop it.
Stop the hammering.
I will call Bill Griffin.
Where is it?
I'm not hearing it.
Where's the hammer?
It's either here or here.
Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
What?
Stop the hammering.